刚才是一个很好的中文课。
Glad to see you children here today. Oh, she's coming down. I saw some of you coming up the aisle. It didn't look like you were very happy to be here today.
然后呢，我看见小朋友好像今天也很高兴。
But I'm glad you're here.
我很高兴你们今天在我们当中。
I'm here to tell a story, as you were told, but I'd like to ask you a couple of questions before we begin.
我今天呢在这儿要给您讲个故事，但是我开始之前，我想问您几个问题。
Now, I don't know your names yet, except I do know Rachel, and I don't want to always pick on her, so I won't ask her this question. But I would like to ask you.
我还不知道您的名字，但是我想今天要问您一个问题。
Did you drive your car to church today?
Raina, 今天你是自己开车来的吗？
No, she didn't drive a car to church today.
她今天没有自己开车。
Okay. All right. Can I ask you a question?Have you ever built a big building like this?
你有没有见过像这么大一个房子？没有。
No, you didn't drive the church and you didn't build this big church like this?
所以你没有开，今天没有自己开车，然后也从来没有见过这么大的一个教堂。
Why?
为什么呢？
Anybody tell me why?
你能告诉我为什么你不能吗？
Why?You're not old enough.
因为还没长大。
You're too little.
你还太小了。
You're just a child.
你们还是孩子。
Right. I'd like to tell you a couple of stories today of children in the Bible.
所以我今天呢，想给你们讲两个圣经里面的有关小孩子的故事。
That God used them to show His glory.
然后神呢就用这些小孩子呢彰显了他的荣耀。
The first story finds us with Jesus teaching to a lot of people.
第一个故事呢是当耶稣呢有一次他在跟很多人上课。
Way more people than what are in this building today.
比我们今天在座的要多多了。
He'd been teaching them, and they'd been listening to him, and they had seen him heal people.
然后呢，耶稣就在跟他们讲道，然后这些人就在听，然后这些人也见过耶稣所行的神迹。
But as the day wore on, they began to get hungry.
但是他们听啊，听了很久以后，然后呢，就开始肚子饿了。
Jesus sent his disciples out among the people and said, "Find out."How much food you can find.
然后耶稣呢就让他的门徒说哦你到这些人当中去看看他们都带了多少吃的来。
The disciples obeyed Jesus.
然后呢他的门徒就去了。
And it took quite a while because they had to go to each one saying, do you have any food? Do you have any food?
然后门徒呢就挨个的去问这些人哎呀你有带吃的吗你有带吃的吗然后很长的时间因为人很多。
Finally, the disciples came back with a small boy and his basket of food.
然后最后呢，他的门徒回来了，带了一个篮子，是一个小男孩篮子里的食物。
And they said, Master, this is all we could find.
然后他就说，夫子啊，这就是我们能找到所有的食物都在这儿了。
How many loaves of bread are in here?
有几个面包里面
How many loaves of bread? Five loaves of bread.
只有五块面包
And how many fish?
有几条鱼
Two.
只有两条鱼
This is all the food they could find with all those people.
那么多人，但是门徒呢，就只能找到这点食物。
They said, Master, this is not going to feed everybody.
他们说，夫子啊，这个肯定是不够的。
Why don't you just send them home for the night?
他们就说，你就让他们回家吧。
And Jesus said to the little boy, give me your food.
然后耶稣呢，就对那个小男孩说，你把你的食物都给我。
Jesus took the food, and he prayed and asked his father to bless the food.
然后耶稣呢，就把这个小男孩的食物拿过来，然后就跟天父祷告。
Then he took the bread and began to break it.
然后他就把那五个面包呢拿起来掰开。
Then he gave the basket to the disciples and said, Now take this food and spread it all around to the people.
他掰开以后呢，就把这个篮子递给他的门徒说，那好，你把这个篮子传给所有的人。
And once again, the disciples obeyed.
然后他的门徒就照着做了。
And again, it took a while because there were so many people.
因为有好多人，所以呢，花了很长时间。
But the people ate and they ate and they ate until they were so full they couldn't eat anymore.
然后所有的人都拿到食物了，然后他们就吃啊吃，吃到最后都好饱，实在是吃不下了。
Jesus saw that they were finished, so he sent his disciples back to the people and said, "I want you to collect all the food that's remaining."
然后呢，耶稣看见大家都吃饱了，然后他就让他的门徒去说，你把剩下的食物呢都收回来。
The disciples did.
然后他的门徒就照做了。
And what they brought back to Jesus was 12 baskets of leftover food.
然后他们带回来的是十二篮没有吃完吃剩的食物。
How many baskets did they start with?
他们开始只有多少食物？
One. And they ended up with 12 baskets of food.
他们最开始只有一篮食物，然后最后大家都吃完了以后，却还剩了十二篮。
Now when Jesus asked the little boy for his food,
当耶稣问那个小男孩要他的食物的时候，
the little boy could have said, I don't think so. This is for me and my mom.
那个小男孩他也可以说，我不想给你，这个是我的食物，是我和我妈妈的。
But it appears the boy willingly gave the food to Jesus.
但是呢，这个小男孩却心甘情愿地把他的食物给了耶稣。
And then the next story has to do with a little girl.
然后我们下一个故事呢，是讲的一个小女孩。
We don't know her name.
我们不知道她叫什么名字。
But we do know that enemy armies went into her town and country and took a whole bunch of people back to a foreign country.
但是呢，我们知道这个小女孩呢，她所在的那个国家被敌军入侵了，然后那些敌人呢，就到他们国家去掳了好多的人，从他们的国家带走，带到别的地方去。
So the little girl was taken to a foreign country and she became a slave girl.
所以这个小女孩呢，也被带到了另外的一个国家，然后在那儿呢，她成了一个侍女。
She was a slave in the house of an army general by the name of Naaman.
她到了一个叫乃曼的一个元帅家里做侍女。
Now, I don't know what all kind of work she did.
我也不知道她具体都做了什么事情。
But I know she can't get her hat on.
但是我知道他那个帽子不太好戴上。
Oh well. All right, I would say she probably had to wash dishes and dry dishes.
我在想啊，她可能整天可以要在厨房里面洗碗、洗锅呀，然后做很多事。
I would say she probably had to go around and pick up things that were left on the floor.
她可能还得到处捡地上的东西。
I would say she probably had to sweep the floor every day.
每天呢还得要扫地，打扫卫生。
But boys and girls, this was a girl who had to do these chores every day, all day, for someone who was not her family.
所以呢，你们要知道，这个小女孩她做的这些，每天都要做，然后做这些事情呢，都不是为她自己家人做的。
One day as she was sweeping, she overheard Naaman and his wife talking.
有一天呢，她正当她在打扫卫生的时候，她听见乃曼和她的太太在讲话。
They were talking about the horrible skin disease that Naaman had.
然后她就听见他们说呢，乃曼呢生了一种很那个糟糕的那种皮肤病。
And they were so wishing they could find somebody who would heal that disease.
然后他们就很希望能够找到有人能够医治他的那个皮肤病。
Now that little girl could have said, "Ha, that's what you get for bringing me away from my family."
那个小女孩她也可以说，你看吧，你把我带到你这儿来做苦工，你们活该。
You deserve it.
你活该，因为你们做对我。
But that little girl did not do that.
但是那小女孩她没这么做。
She was a Jewish girl, and I think had been raised learning about God and all the great things He could do.
这是一个犹太的小女孩，所以呢，她从小到大，她长大的时候，她都知道，她认识神，知道神可以行神迹奇事。
And sometimes she must have seen or been introduced to the prophet Elisha.
然后呢，她也知道有一位先知以利沙。
Because a little girl went to Naaman's wife and said, "If Naaman will go to Samaria,"
所以呢，这个小女孩呢就去了她那个乃曼的太太那里，就说，如果乃曼元帅呀、啊、可以去找到先知以利沙
，and if he'll find the prophet Elijah, all he needs to do is tell Elisha what he needs.
然后呢，他找到以利沙以后呢，就把他的情况告诉他。
Now.Why would this big army general listen to a little girl?
你们想想，这个这么有威严的大元帅，他怎么会听这么一个小侍女的话呢？
I think it's because Naaman and his wife had seen how honest this little girl was.
我想是因为啊，乃曼和他的太太都看到了这个小女孩一直都是非常诚实的。
And that she could be trusted.
然后是可以信任的。
Because Naaman went to Samaria,
所以呢，乃曼呢就去到了撒玛利亚。
He found the prophet Elisha,
找到了以利沙先知。
Did everything that Elisha told him to do to be healed.
然后他就照着以利沙告诉他的去做了。
And he was healed.
然后他的病就好了。
Now, boys and girls, there are some things you are too little to do.
所以啊，孩子们，有的事情呢，你们可能现在还太小，还不能做。
Or you're too young to do.
你们太年轻了，还不能做。
But I want you to know that you are not too young to know that Jesus loves you very, very much.
但是呢，虽然你们很小，你们还是可以知道耶稣非常非常的爱你们。
And even as little or young as you are, you can show others Jesus' love by how kind you are to them.
然后你们呢，虽然很小，你们也可以把耶稣的爱分享给别人。
That's all, and you may go back with your parents.
Okay.
Or do what? Okay. You can sit there.
Thank you. 你听到了吗？听到了，好呀。刚才我们听到在圣经里面年轻的孩子的这个例子，我们 OK.
We just heard the examples in the Bible of the young children.
那我们现在来想一想，来想一想，有哪一个是年老的例子
？Can you think of any example for elder people?
谁给我们回想一下，在圣经里面有哪一个是年老，
can you think of anyone
然后能够服侍神的例子？
But they can still serve the Lord.
摩西
Moses、
哦、几岁？八十、哦、
Moses was 80 when
过了八十还在服侍神，过了一百还在服侍神。所以那个时候的人都是很年老的，都活到很老的，对不对？
Yeah, at that time, people can live to anto a very old age.
那摩西有什么榜样呢？
What's the example of Moses?
每次我们谈到摩西的时候，我们就知道以色列人对他们来讲，他是一个救星。
Every time we speak of Moses to the Israelites, Moses is like their savior.
就像他们的民族英雄。
Like a hero in their
nation. 可是你知道，当他跟神认识的时候，他怎么想他自己？
But when he get to know God, do you know how he thought of himself?
有没有谁想起来？他要说：“哦，我是摩西，我是王子。”
Did he say, "Oh, I'm Moses, I'm the prince"?
我是最适合当民族英雄了。
I am made for the hero.
有吗？你们听过摩西
的、like、
有没有？他说：“我的口舌很笨，我不会讲话。”
He didn't say that. He said, "Oh, I don't, I'm not good at talking."
他好害怕。
He was very afraid.
但是，他终于接受了神给他的任务，而且是大任务。
But he took upon the task that God had given him.
非常重的任务。
It's a very important task.
你认为为什么后来摩西他愿意接这个任务？
Why do you think Moses was willingly to take on the task?
你们可以回答 why?
You can answer why.
为什么？ OK, 妹妹。
因为他说，因为摩西觉得是一件很荣耀的事情，为神做事是很荣耀的事情。
在圣经里面有一句话形容摩西。
In the Bible, there is a sentence described Moses.
他是跟神怎么样？他跟神怎么样？
He is what?
面对面认识的。
He know God face to face.
因为他真的认识神。
Because he truly know God.
就像我也真的认识神。
Like I truly know God.
所以就像妹妹说，我那么老了，
That's why,
还是在服侍神。
Like Josetta said, even though I'm old, I still serve Him.
亚伯拉罕他为什么能够离开他那么丰富的那些家产，然后走还要住帐篷，离开他那么大的那么好的环境。
Abraham, why he left all his abundance and go to a foreign nation?
为什么？
Why?
圣经上对亚伯拉罕有一个形容，
And the Bible described Abraham,
说他是神称他为是什么？
God called him
朋友
a friend.
他是神的朋友。
He is a friend of God.
当我们真的认识神之后，
When we truly know God,
叫你不爱神都很难。
It's hard for us not to love him.
叫你不献上自己最好的都很难。
It's hard for us not to give our best to him.
特别是像今天早上我们雅各主唱的那首歌何等的恩典。
Especially like the song that are this morning.
当你经历了神那么浩大的恩典。
When we experience the great grace that God has
given us. 在你的身上，在我这个人的身上。
God's grace on us, on myself.
你都没办法不爱他。
You cannot not to love him.
因为我们有一个心是愿意爱的心。
Because we have a heart, we want to love him.
我们有一个心是会感动的心。
We have a heart that's touched by God.
而且我们有一个意志是我们可以自己做决定的意志。
God give us the free will to make the decision.
我们可以决定我这一生到底要献给谁。
We can decide how do we want to give our life.
刚才那首歌我们重复后面那几句话。
The song we just sang that repeatedly, the latter part.
前面说我要把我最好的献给耶稣。
It said we want to give the best.
那个第二张照片可以出来哈，可以把最好
献
给耶稣。
We want to give the best to Jesus.
第二张照片 ，Yeah. 后面有一句话，我不晓得你有没有把它连接起来。然后怎么样？穿上全副救恩的军装。
Climb on the armor of salvation.
当我们说我穿上全副的军装的意思，
When we have the full armor,
就是说我已经在基督里面了。
It means we're already in Jesus Christ.
我是属于耶稣基督的。
I belong to Jesus Christ.
他已经为我死了。
He died for me.
他给我恩典，让我可以活。
He gave me grace so I can live.
那么我们在这个世上的日子。
So the days in this world.
不管是年轻的。
No matter you're young.
刚才老师说了。那个使女。
Like Mrs. Malcolm said, the servant girl.
她的心里可以很恨她的主人，你知道吗？
She could have hated the masters.
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Why could he?
那个元帅是她的敌人。
Because the general was her enemy.
她是抓到这个家里面去没办法，无可奈何去做使女的。
She was captured and took to the household of the general against her will.
那为什么她还帮她的主人呢？
Then why would she still help the master?
因为她认识那一位爱人的神。
Because she know the God who loves.
她住在神的爱里面。
She lived in the love of God.
你叫她不爱人都没办法。
It's impossible for her not to love.
刚才那个五饼二鱼的那个小孩子。
The little boy with the five loaves of bread and two fish.
这是他的晚餐。
That's his dinner.
大家都没得吃的时候。
Nobody has food to eat.
都很饿的时候。
Everybody was hungry.
他可以拿起来慢慢嚼。
He can enjoy his own food.
你看我妈妈多爱我。
See how much my mother
loves me. 多聪明，帮我准备了这个晚餐。
See how smart my mother is. She prepared my dinner.
要把那个五饼二鱼给出去的时候，会不会挣扎？
Do you think he struggled when he gave up his food?
会不会挣扎？
You think he struggled?
Were you? 会不会？
Will you struggle?
诚实的告诉我，举手，会的举手。
If you think
你要想一想。
Raise your hand.
OK, 好，妈妈比较诚实，妈妈举手了。我会挣扎。
I know
那是我的。
I will struggle because it's mine.
但是，当我们有一个配得让我觉得我很愿意献上的主人的时候。
But when we have a master that we think he is worthy of everything.
我可以爱他。
I can love him.
我可以服侍他。
I can serve him.
我可以给他我最好的。
I can give him all my best.
是恩典，就像我们唱的，何等的恩典。
That's the grace.
有一次大卫是谁？
Once David,
王，对不对？
King David.
犹太人的王。David.
The king of the Jews.
You are David too. You should be like David. Okay? King David. Good. 好。有一次他要献礼物给神。
Once David was given a gift to God.
他要付钱跟人家买那个礼物。
He has to pay for the gift.
那个主人说哦你是领袖。
Then the person said, oh, you are the leader.
而且你要献给神。
And you give the gift to God.
不要给我钱。
You don't have to
不要给我钱，我已经很荣幸可以给你这个。
It's my pleasure that I can give this to God.
大卫怎么样？
But what did David say?
他说我怎么可以？
So how could I?
我从我的心里要给神的，怎么可以拿这个没有 free 的、没有价值的、没有价值怎么样？没有价钱、没有换、没有去用我的没有付出代价来献给神
？How could I give something to God that I did not pay any price?
如果你真的认识神
，If you truly know God，
真的认识神
，Truly know Him，
不是只有知道圣经的知识
，Not just know about。
不是只有来做礼拜。
Know about him or just come to,
如果你体会到神对你的恩典
，If you have experienced the grace that God give you，
你一定会很乐意、很甘心的把你最好的给神。
You'll be very willingly to give everything you have to him。
而且要给神的时候趁早。
And when you want to give to God, the earlier the better。
当然，老年人还不晚。像我。
It's not too late for the elderly like me。
加勒85岁跟摩西说来给我给我我要去打那个仗
Caleb when he was 85 he told Moses okay let me go I want to go to the battle
老年人有智慧有经验
elderly have the experience have wisdom
中年人有力量
middle aged we have strength
年轻人有活力
the youth we have
就像刚才妹妹回答我的你们可以、
like,
跟随主跟随的很长很长，比我长多了。
Like you said, you still have a long time that you can follow Jesus.
所以，我们有一个仗要打。
So we have a battle to fight.
如果我要献我最好的给神，我有个仗要打。
If what we want to give our best to God, we have a battle.
首先跟你自己打。
The first battle is with yourself.
我是要爱我自己呢，还是要爱这一位爱我的神呢？
Do I want to love myself or love the God who loves me?
第二个。
The second.
你要跟魔鬼打。
You have to battle with Satan.
请注意，我没有叫你去打魔鬼。
I'm not asking you to fight with him.
圣经说我们要站稳。
The Bible tells us we need to stand firm.
Yeah, 站稳。
Stand firm.
你不要打魔鬼哈，神帮你打。
You don't need to fight Satan. God will fight for you.
但是你不要怕他。
But you don't have to be afraid of him.
也不要妥协。
And you don't have to give up.
因为他会用很多方法来引诱你。
He will tempt you in many ways.
人家别人不是这样啦。
He will say, oh, other people are not like that.
妈妈，为什么我一定要这样？人家别人都没有这样。
Mom, why do I have to do it? Other people don't have to.
然后妈妈说，圣经这样说。
Mom said, because the Bible said so.
所以我们的第二句的歌词说，为真理打仗。
So our song says, we battle for the truth.
我们要献给神最好的，有两个关要过。
So if we want to give our best to God, there are two battles we have to fight.
第一个，你能爱主过于你自己吗？
The first is, can you love God more than yourself?
第二个，你能意识到魔鬼到处要引诱你离开主？
And you have to be aware that Satan wants to tempt you to leave God.
小朋友们,
Children,
你们会面对很多时候跟人家不一样。
Many times you have to face, a lot of times you're different.
除了说我爸爸妈妈这样说以外,
other than my parents said so,
你可以这样说,圣经这样说,
you can also say, because the Bible said so.
我为真理,为神的话,我要征战。
For the truth, I will battle.
好,我们回到刚才那两行歌词。 将你最好献给耶稣，献给主。
Give of your best to the master.
献你年轻的力量。
Give the strength of your youth.
穿上救恩全副军装。
Clad in salvation's full armor.
忠心为真理打仗。
Join in the battle for truth.
我们现在要把它改成我，你改成我。这首歌刚开始是邀请你，现在我们听的信息。 我们在这个神的面前，我们做一个决定。
Now after the sermon, I want to change your to mine because we want to make a decision here.
将我最好的献于主。
Give of my best to the master.
献我年轻的力量。
Give of the strength of my youth.
穿上救恩全副军装。
Clad in salvation's full armor.
忠心为真理打仗。
Join in the battle for truth.
当我们老年人或年壮的人唱到年轻的时候，事实上在讲你本身，你现在最大的力量是什么？你的优点是什么？不一定是年纪。
So, when we say the best of us now, it may not be our youth, may not be the age.
你认为你是年老的人，我们现在一起来唱，跟着我，我带头。
If you think you are elderly, follow me.
献我年老的力量。
Give my best to the master.
不知道还有多长。
We don't know how long it's going to be.
不要让你的人生成为余生，剩下 leftover.
Don't let your life now become the leftover.
好好的用我们的老年。
Use our time.
把握我们的机会。
And grasp the opportunity.
为真理打仗。
Battle for the truth.
将你最好的献于主年老。献你年老的力量，穿上旧恩全副军装，忠心为真理打仗。Give of my best, okay? Your 改成 best 来。Give of my best to the master.Give up the strength of my youth. Cleansing salvation for armor. Join the battle for truth. 英文的唱英文，中文的唱中文，改成我来。将我最好的献于主。献我年轻的力量，穿上旧恩全副军装，忠心为真理打仗。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们仰望你。
Lord Jesus, we look up unto you.
你是为我们信心创始成终的主。
You are the Lord.
你是让我们从死里可以逃生，可以有永恒的生命的主。
You are the Lord that have given us eternal life.
我们愿意忠诚地跟随你。
We want to follow you loyally.
从我们年轻
，from our youth，
然后到中年
，to our middle age，
一直到我们的老年
，until when we are old。
主。我们跟随你
Lord, we want to follow you.
在你的手中
In your hand.
在你的陪伴下面
With your accompany.
我们把我们能够给你的甘心的献给你
We willingly give everything that we can give you.
如果我们当中有人有这样的心愿
If any of you have this heart,
求你悦纳
We leave that to you.
求你悦纳
We ask that you accept with pleasure.
然后你把它拨开
And you break.
成为别人的福气
And let it be a blessing to others.
只有借着你
Because only through you.
我们的生命才会让别人得福气
Our life can be a blessing to other people.
我们这样祈求
We pray.
都是奉耶稣的圣名
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.